Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greeny baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name's Doug, and this is Doug Loves Movies. That's twice in like the last month or two that I've done that. I've totally fucked it up. Coming to you once again from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, California, in the year 2015, on Tuesday, January 13, going on 30. Since last I spoke and you listened, I did a stand-up show in Spokane, Washington, where many members of the audience suffered from Amy Adams disease. Which is the inability to not yell out answers during the games. I did a stand-up show at a rock club in Spokane, and it was a great turnout, awesome crowd, super fun show. But I dared to try to play Last Man Stanton at the end, and everybody in the audience just thought it was, the game was just everybody yells out the answers. They didn't give a shit about the people on the stage. And they all just started yelling out names of, it was Kevin Costner that we were doing, and they all just started yelling out Kevin Costner names, and so it got kind of crazy. I got kind of mad at them, as you can imagine. But other than that, it was a super fun show, and everybody there was really, really nice to me. So Spokane, I keep getting apology tweets from people. Sorry how my city treated you or whatever. And it's like, well, no, I won't play that game again next time. I'll tell a few more dick jokes and then say goodnight. And everybody would have gone home happy. Charleston, South Carolina. I'm doing stand-up this Friday, January 16th, at the Soteel Theater. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. As part of the Charleston Comedy Festival. That's this Friday. And then San Francisco, we're doing the final two Twilight movies. We've done three of them in San Francisco at the Castro Theater. We're going to bang out the last two as part of Sketchfest on February 7th and 8th. Sketchfest, sfsketchfest.com for tickets. I've got amazing comics interrupting on both of those, as I always do. I always try to get amazing people. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Tidmore, T-I-D-M-O-R-E, Tidmore, tweeted about the movie Whiplash. Whiplash is the best Whiplash since Snidely. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets that no one's going to even get. But it made me laugh. And the prize bag, you guys, is so full of stuff. It's really, it's one of those Apple store bags that's like, that you could turn into a backpack. And you're going to need to, because this stuff is so heavy. Like there's a bag of these in here. Yeah. There's a T-shirt and a sticker from All Things Comedy. The sticker says you're an All Things Comedy supporter. That's Bill Burr and Al Madrigal and some other people, podcasters, all got together and started their own podcasting. What do you call it? It's like a society network, but it's run by all the comics. There's nobody like, I guess they're all in charge of themselves. A Poke Bowl, as featured on Getting Dug with High. And we're going to have to talk to the guests about the next few things. Oh, a lighter, of course, from Chameleon Glass. Oh, and a Sharpie we got to tell you about. you're not going to believe this Sharpie, you guys. It's crazy. Let's give a big warm welcome to my four guests tonight. Pat Francis, Brent Weinbach, Milana Weintraub, and John Hodgman. That's Milana, everybody, and she's back.
Hi.
Weintraub.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I my whole mind, that's all I could think about the whole time.
Was not saying my name wrong?
Say it, yeah.
You said a lot of other things before that.
I know, but they're all written down, and they're all words that I know how to pronounce. But then you look at your name written as it's spelled, and it's not. It doesn't seem like it would be pronounced Weintraub.
Okay, well, I'll never give you a hard time for saying it wrong.
All right.
Even though you do every time.
That was wrong again?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. You brought a bag of cuties?
Yeah, they're cuties.
Where'd you get these?
Oh, at the orchard.
Oh, the one over on Pico and...
No, the orchard across the street corner. At Gelson's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful Gelson's Orchard. Well, thank you for bringing those. And
I also I brought some gummy treats just to pass out individually for everyone, even the losers.
So when do you pass those out? I know you mentioned that it was a tradition because you did it the first time you were on the show.
I've done it once, and I want to do it again, and that makes it a tradition.
So when did you pass them out last time? Like now?
After I won.
Then you walked around and poured them into people's mouths?
Here, I'll do it right now.
Okay.
But you can continue with your podcast.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
I'm not going to stop everything for this.
No,
but,
it's not going to be very interesting to the people not here.
It's kind of fun to listen to imagine that Lily from the AT&T commercials is walking around the room giving everyone a gummy. What a gracious guest.
This feels like a cult.
That's John Hodgman, everybody. His first appearance in the LA version of the show, I believe.
You do. Spelled Weintraub, pronounced Hodgman.
And you brought something that was delivered to you in a custom bag with artwork on it, you added your name to it.
There's a guy named Jeffrey Rowland who makes T-shirts for my Judge John Hodgman podcast, and I asked him to send a large Judge John Hodgman neutral T-shirt and then an extra large Canadian House of Pizza and Garbage T-shirt, which is one of our main sponsors on the podcast. And I believe that's what's in that bag, but I don't know because I didn't open it. And I didn't open it because Jeffrey or his wife Holly decorated the bag. They sent it to me with a picture of a sperm whale on it and a very beautiful calligraphed H. And so I figured we'll make that part of the prize as well. And you'll also get their address on the return shipping label and information about where I stay irresponsibly in Hollywood.
There you go. And what brings you out to California? What, are you visiting for a particular project or something?
Just doing the podcast circuit.
Well, you know, I'll be back in L.A. New York on March 8th. If you want, you could have just stayed home and I'd bring it to you.
I'll see you then.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, everybody.
That joke would imply that the podcast circuit was only your podcast.
True.
That's Brent Weinbach, everybody.
Brent. Brent Weintraub is correct.
And Brent brought for the prize bag a piece of paper that he's turned into a coupon.
I found at an orchard, and it's a coupon good for one mostly live album.
By me.
Yeah. Mostly Live is the name of the album.
So that's a coupon. So what do you do? Like, you shove this in the internet? How do you how do you redeem it?
You just hold on to it, put it underneath your pillow. I'll come in at night. I'll come through the window, and you'll find a special gift the next morning. It might not be the CD. It's not something sexual, though, in case some of you are laughing at that possibility.
And Pat Francis is here, you guys.
Hello.
Another return guest. These are all return guests. So there's going to be some excellent gameplay tonight. It's going to be very exciting.
I brought a bunch of stuff.
You brought so many things.
I went crazy.
Yeah. Let's start with your wife.
I brought my wife.
Wait, who wrote this book?
That's my wife.
My wife. Okay. I screwed it up.
She's your a wife. Very, she's wrote, a big deal.
Yeah.
She she's wrote a very this book about screenwriting teacher.
Yeah. And she wrote a book.
Am I married? I don't think I'm married.
Yeah. She wrote a book called The Coffee Break Screenwriter.
Right.
And also signed it.
She did.
Right? Yeah. Did she write something funny in there? Or?
I doubt it.
Okay.
Well, maybe her name. Maybe her name is funny.
Her what name is her name? Well, it's Pilar Alessandra.
Yeah. Yeah. Weintraub.
It's pretty hilarious. she wrote Love Movies, Love Writing, Love Your Story. And then she signed it.
Yeah, not that so funny.
Not funny at all.
No.
Inspiration.
Why do you find Twitter? Love
ridiculous?
I get
a goddamn sense of humor.
I know.
Yeah. No, but it's a nice sentiment. And then speaking of things that are hilarious, you thought someone in this audience might enjoy owning an Eddie Money CD.
Well, now wait a minute. That's just not any Eddie Money CD.
Oh, it is?
That is autographed by Eddie Money.
It is autographed by Eddie Money, you guys.
Ooh. Yeah, Google him. You'll figure out who he is.
Yeah. Oh, he's in those commercials for Geico.
Yeah, he looks like a nut job.
Yeah. He really does. He really
he
looks
does. It's crazy.
I like the one where the guy spikes the lunch meats.
I like that one, too.
It's so funny. And then you also brought a Never Not Funny podcast-a-thon. What do you call this thing? Tumblr?
That's what do you call that? A cup. I call it a cup.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. It's
something you get for free and then throw away.
It's a really sturdy item, though.
So that's from.
Shouldn't there be a straw that goes with it?
You know what? Look. I didn't say it was never used. I just brought it along.
All right.
And I brought one more thing that you wanted to chat about. That Sharpie.
Oh, that's right.
It's the worst promotional item in the history of promotional items.
Yeah. Because it says on it in the same lettering but very small
very
as
small.
The Cheap Trick.
It's the Cheap Trick font.
Font.
Google them. They opened for Eddie Money a few times.
It says the official Pat Francis autograph pen.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Huh? What?
Can I see it?
Sure.
You can get monogrammed Sharpies.
Yeah, I did.
I want this. I mean, I don't want this dumb one with your name on it, but...
But you want ones with your name on it.
Oh, I do. I do. And then I don't have to sign anything. I just hand them the pen. Too,
might I recommend an AC/DC font?
I'd have to Google it.
Okay.
All right.
That did just give me a great idea. I'm gonna sign Pat's pen.
Oh.
This is
meta.
Yeah. I'm going to sign it with my Sharpie.
Does Sharpie write on Sharpie?
It does.
Is there nothing Sharpie can't do?
Is that a custom Sharpie pen you're writing with? They printed Sharpie on it?
This is the...
It's not easy.
Yeah, but I did it.
That looks good.
Sharpie writing on Sharpie is like a snake eating its own tail. A really stupid snake.
So all of that is in the prize bag tonight. Woo! And someone's going to win. And I'm kind of excited about... This is a first for me, I think.
Oh, if anyone wins the prize bag, hand me that piece of garbage cup, and I'll throw it away for you.
Providing such a service. Brent actually said to me when I asked him to come on the show again, he said, or maybe he said the next time I'm on the show, but however it came up, he basically named a game that he wants to play
and didn't know necessarily the name of the game, but he described it in enough detail that I know what he's talking about.
Well, you
and what's that?
Last time I did it, it was you called it Seth Rogen.
Right.
So that's how I know it as. I don't know if that's the name of its title.
Oh, okay. Well, that, I would have recognized that.
Okay.
But you said, let's just play that game where everybody names the actors.
Yeah. Or, no, not the actors, the movies that an actor was in.
Yeah. See, you described it beautifully.
Yeah. I think that's even better than Seth Rogen, I think.
I knew exactly. Well, it's called Last Man Stanton.
Oh, okay. That's, yeah. Okay, good.
And we're going to play it in a moment. But first...
Tease.
Yeah. But first, we have to determine who you will be playing for today. So I'm going to say, let the games begin, and the name tags will come out, and you guys all go select who you want to play for. And while you do that, we're going to do this. We're going to take a quick commercial message from our... We're going to talk about our folks over at... Friends over at Zero XEE. Why am I doing the ad? Let's just listen to it. We'll be right back. And we're back! That was a really thorough process there where you chose your name tags. And I know which one I like the best. I know the one's got the highest retail value. But let's start with Milana. Who are you playing for down there?
I'm playing for Chad. Buddy Chad. Oops, I didn't look at the back. That's Chad.
Okay. You can look at the back. You just can't. We just don't want you to say it out loud.
Okay.
Is that what kind of an animal is that dressed like Marty McFly? What is that?
What is it, Chad? It's a panda.
Is that Marty McFly?
Yeah, it is.
Very nice.
All right.
Yeah. Can I say something about Chad?
Sure.
No, you prefer I didn't?
No, and then especially when Judge John Hodgman had my back on that.
All sorry. Right,
thanks. Well, I'm
sounds
sorry.
Like hang at least on. Two of us want to hear about, yeah. about
I'm
Chad.
Just saying that Chad's my friend. Is that cheating?
Wait, you're playing for your own friend?
Cheating
well,
Chad.
I feel like I owe him.
You can't play for your friend. That's a conflict of interest.
No, the interest is still just me.
That Sharpie's going to go to Chad, and then you're going to be like, thanks, Chad. I'll take the Sharpie home now.
I thought she was going to do it with the Clementines. You know?
Yeah, it could be anything.
I really just want the Clementines. But can I explain to you, please, why I have a special interest in my friend Chad, besides him being my friend, is that he taught me how to play the Malton game, and I won last time, and I feel like he deserves a little bit of celebration.
Really? You almost got a third of the crowd on the board with that.
I refuse to applaud.
It's only the people I gave gummy bears to. Yeah.
I refuse to applaud for this crooked, corrupt... I can't believe I flew across the country for this podcast. And now it's being rigged by this cult leader handing out gummy bears and currying favor and playing for her friends.
Who are you playing for, John?
Some stranger that I don't know.
The way it should be.
She handed me a poster that says The Adventures of Chris Tintin. And it has a female version of the Belgian comic book character Tintin, a female Tintin, which has been a fantasy of mine for a long time.
Because her name's Kristen, right?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. There I thought you maybe go. Your name was Chris Tintin. Did you? Which would be great. Did you do the art on this? It's beautiful. Very nicely done. And I won't read what's on the back, though I find it to be hilarious. So you all better hope I win.
No, we gotta hope you lose.
Well, I know I hope I lose.
Brent, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Daniel.
And you brought looks like a thing you hang on a doorknob.
It's a do not disturb door thing. And on the front, it has the Marshmallow Man, and it says, are you the key master? Which is, that phrase jumped out at me, that question jumped out at me, because it's a question that means a lot to me as somebody who wears a chastity belt every Friday night. And I also was intrigued by this because it's a Ghostbusters themed door thing, mm-hmm. And it even has a back that says, you know, it says back off. Well, he changed it to Dan, I'm a scientist, but I'm just wondering what hotel is this that has a Ghostbusters thing on it?
Yeah, where is the Daniel. Ghostbusters promo?
Is it a hotel?
Was that just a pack of Ghostbusters themed door hangers?
The one from the movie?
Huh? The one from
the
movie?
The hotel from the movie?
Yeah. What hotel?
Some old hotel in New York?
Oh, the Ghostbusters Hotel.
Oh.
Yeah, the classic. Oh, yeah. Okay. Ghostbusters Hotel in New York.
They renamed the plaza Ghostbusters in honor of the 30th anniversary of the film.
I thought they named it Home Alone in New York.
That's next year.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
anyway,
that's
I think that's neat, and yeah.
Yeah, that any hotel has that as their door hanging thing is cool. There's one hotel in New York that I kept it. It's on my door at home because it just says "Forget about it." Just like what? Who you playing for, Pat Francis?
Well, let me see. This is like magic. Push it. Hello, my name is Justin.
It's just on
right on his iPhone.
Right there on his iPhone.
This is an iPhone 6? Fucking keeping this.
I win.
I was going to say, I can't think of any other reason to pick that name tag because he just put his name on his phone.
I know.
Like, here's, there you go. There's
Let
my
me see
name
his
on
phone,
my phone
please.
Right there.
This is in tribute to that Chris Evans movie about the cell phone, correct? Yeah, see?
Oh, there you go.
Can we call his mom?
Can we see that?
Oh, very good. You should sign this with your Sharpie.
Oh, sure. Absolutely, I will.
That'd be a nice thing for him to take home.
If you did, just as a dick, we just all signed the screen. There you go. Fucking Jace Justin or whatever your name is. I'm not even going to win for him now.
Did you pick that because it was a cell phone?
I did.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing a parka? How about that as a question?
I like to wear protection when I go on podcasts. I like to make sure I'm
the chilliest man.
I've got
like
to be very cozy.
Yeah, I have a survival knife on me too.
Oh no.
There is a gentleman in the audience whose name tag did not get picked, but he drew something and he came all the way from the UK for the show tonight. I mean, that's not the only reason you came here. But while you're here, you might as well.
If you didn't come specifically for this, you should get out.
You should just be on the show all the time, just bringing down the law on everybody.
What did you really come for?
To hang out and just see all the comedy.
Just say you came for this, and everyone will be so happy. Don't you have any sense of show personship at all? Like if it was a family death or something, then that would be worth relating, right? Do you know? But just to hang out and see a whole bunch of podcasts, just say I came to see the show. I love it so much. Let's do it again. Go ahead. Cue him up.
What's your name, by the way?
Harris.
Harris. Harris. Why? Oh yeah, I saw Harris is spelled like H A A R I S. Wow.
I don't like this at all.
why are you here in the United States?
Doug loves movies.
Doug loves movies. Yeah, is his wow. answer.
Wait, are you saying you came just for this?
Only for this.
You can
Fantastic.
Stay.
Let me shake your hand.
Sit down.
It's okay.
All right, so you know the game Last Man Stanton, and you probably, when you listen to the show, you probably have names that you would want to yell out if you were here in person, suggestions for who to play the game with. So who should we use tonight?
John Lithgow.
John Lithgow.
I don't know about that one.
I don't know that one.
I'm a big fan.
I don't know about that one.
I was sure he was going to say Maggie Smith.
How about somebody like Steve Buscemi or someone? Someone's been in like 100 movies. You know, we could just make this game last the whole podcast.
You know that Lithgow's been in more movies than Buscemi, right?
How many?
Fuck.
I would guess. Or at least as many.
Oh, no, Buscemi's
Lithgow had a running start.
I love the idea that you've got a whiteboard at home where you're keeping score.
He's got a tally.
Lithgow versus Buscemi.
Yeah, we stumbled into that one thing that I just happen to have a big dry erase board at home.
Yeah. Buscemi.
I have fat heads of both of them on the wall on either side.
Buscemi's been in more movies than anybody.
I don't think that's true.
No,
he's the top movie guy.
Top movie
guy. You can't come here and pick the game and the person.
Yeah, you're really...
Look, I studied the whole Steve Buscemi IMDb before I got here, and I just wanted to make sure that we played with him.
You know what, Doug? The whole thing is already rigged because of her.
Yeah.
We might as well play the game that he wants to play.
I don't know who this Lithgow guy is.
How about somebody like Robert
De Niro? You know Buscemi, though?
I've heard of him.
Wait a minute.
Really, you don't know Buscemi? Buscemi's been in every movie. Buscemi's been in every movie.
So that's the idea, is we just name movies, and we're probably right. If he's been in every movie.
Yeah. But that way the game should just be
what
really long-lasting.
What about movies that they've both been in?
All right, let me think about this for a second. Buscemi and Lithgow.
I might have to check my brand new iPhone 6 to find that out.
Guys,
last time we played it,
I can't even think of one.
It was Tom Hanks, and that was a great.
Buscemi should have shown up in This Is 40, but he didn't.
Buscemi's been in everything
except for This Is 40. But yeah, I can't think of a Lithgow Buscemi crossover.
You say
maybe they really hate each other.
Lithgow was in This Is 40.
You already gave us one.
Why?
You just started us off.
Oh, with a Lithgow movie?
This is 40.
That's a freebie.
All right, Pat's next.
Blowout.
Yes. It's very, very scary in that one.
Thank you.
All right. I mean, see, here's the thing. I'm going to be out real quick on this one. I think, isn't he in Passenger 57 or something?
Here, I got a great game. For you only, Buscemi movies. Everyone else, Lithgow. Who do you want, Milana? Who do you want? Whose movies do you want to do? Tom Hanks?
Oh, someone adorable. Yeah,
okay,
sure.
So she's going to do Tom Hanks. Are you cool with Lithgow?
Yeah, I like to play the game.
Yeah, me too.
Play the game too.
I'm with by the rules.
Judge Hodgman.
Cliffhanger.
All right. Oh, so yeah, wait, what was your Buscemi?
There's just so many to pick from.
There's so many to pick from. That's why. I don't even know where to start, you know?
Gone with the Wind.
Let's go ahead. Just run the table.
Let's start with New York Stories.
Okay. I don't even remember if he was in that, but I don't care.
He plays Rosanna Arquette's love interest.
All right. Hodgman says Cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Am I playing for real or for, like, girl push-ups?
No, you're for real, but Tom Hanks.
I'm playing for girl push-ups.
Or you're out, because you don't know any Lithgow movies.
Can I say the TV show?
No.
What?
Okay, then...
Can I name a book he's written?
Acting!
You've Got Mail.
What, really?
Right?
Tom Hanks is in
the... Tom Hanks, guys.
I was like, what is Lithgow doing that?
Verified.
The one guy I gave gummy bears to is really my support system here.
All right, You Got Mail. Good job.
Thank you so much.
I'm gonna stick with Lithgow and go The World According to Garp.
Yeah.
Pat?
I will say...
Feel free to switch over to Steve Buscemi when you want to.
No, you gotta stay. Once we're in, we're in.
I will say Harry and the Hendersons.
Yes, you will.
Ooh.
A smattering of applause for the classic.
Okay, give me another Buscemi.
Living in Oblivion.
Okay.
He's naming movies I don't even know if they... He can say anything.
No, that's a good one. I like that movie.
Right. I don't like Hodgman. You did Garp because that was going to be my back pocket one.
Oh, okay.
Now I got to go into my other back pocket.
Okay.
Buckaroo Banzai Across the Fifth Dimension.
Ooh, very nice.
You're good at everything.
Can I?
No, I think I'm all out of Lithgow now.
Are you high-fiving me?
Oh, I can do that. Okay. But I also had a question, though, too, actually. Can I ask a quick question?
Please.
Doug, can you... I would like to compete against somebody. Can you actually play Steve Buscemi also? Like, play both?
You are so bossy.
Do both. I'm saying both. Do both games. Both games. Like, Lithgow and Buscemi.
Okay, whatever.
Well, then you have to do Hanks, too, or else she's going to run away.
No, I don't mind playing against nobody. That means I win. Yeah, Chad.
It's still who lasts longest with whichever name you've chosen, so people will lose.
I'll probably lose.
Never run out.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I'm switching.
Buscemi. come play me on Buscemi. I'm looking for a partner.
Because the only thing I got left is...
Well, you got
that
one, right?
That one. I got Cliffhanger. I got Buckaroo Banzai. Mm-hmm. I got to come up. You got Henderson's. You got Garp. He's in so many movies.
Yeah.
I know one list now that he hasn't been said yet.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Oh.
Big. I think he was in Big.
What? No, I don't. The one where he's the bad guy and Denzel Washington's a good guy. New Realities.
You're out. Nope.
Yeah, nope. All right.
That's the one I thought was Passenger 57, but it's Wesley Snipes who's in Passenger 57. Oh, something okay. like that. It's one of those. Right. Ricochet, that's what it is. Sorry.
Ricochet! Yeah, Ricochet.
Sorry.
Might have been the one that we were going to say.
That was totally. I'm so sorry.
Could have been the one we were going to say.
Sorry.
Amy Adams!
So sorry. I'm so bad. That was bad. I'm a bad boy.
Established.
All right. So you say big for your Hanks.
Yeah.
Movie.
Okay.
And I will say for Lithgow, I'll say he's. I haven't seen it yet, but he's in this movie with Alfred Molina that has gotten a lot of raves called Love Is Strange.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I will say Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
hey guys, what's right. another Tom Hanks?
Don't movie? Help her over there, you guys.
All right.
But I can't believe you're worried when you're only two Tom Hanks movies deep.
I just, my brain.
Brett, they're only all blockbusters.
Yeah.
We got to end this game soon anyway, so we're going to put everybody's on a timer now.
In the Soup.
Okay.
Alexander Rockwell.
You need another Tom Hanks, Milana.
I'm the captain now.
Yes, I'll accept that, Captain Phillips.
That was its title in Europe, I think.
That's what people call it on the streets.
I'll say Terms of Endearment. Pat?
Well, look. Here's what's going to happen. Now.
5 seconds.
It's that other
three.
Brian De Palma one where he plays
two.
A couple
three,
of characters.
Three, two, I'm out. One, you're out.
I'm done.
Brent?
I know that he's...
Five
by the way,
seconds.
All right. About Miller's Crossing.
No.
He's Buscemi's not in that one.
Miller's Crossing, 100%. Guaranteed. I'll bet anybody $100.
Who does he play?
$200. I'll bet 100, 100 cents. No, he's definitely in Miller's Crossing, 100%.
No, he's not.
He's, yes. Yes.
Who does he... Oh,
he was in most of their movies. He's in most of their movies.
He's in almost every Tom Brothers movie.
He plays John Turturro's lover who shows up. Look it up.
Sure.
Actually, I watched Miller's Crossing because Steve Buscemi was in it.
Oh, okay. So that's why you've seen most of the Coen Brothers movies.
Yeah.
That's why you've seen all movies.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Somebody should play the Steve Buscemi game, too.
All right, so it's back on me.
Maybe they're playing it
I'll
home.
Switch over to Buscemi. Let's show down Buscemi.
Yeah, show down Buscemi.
Okay,
yeah.
Reservoir Dogs.
She's still in it.
No, she isn't.
She's not?
What?
She said Captain Phillips.
I was joking around when I said I'd accept that.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right.
You should have given me a chance to really say it.
That's not how Jeopardy works. Alex, just let me say what I meant to say.
Which is the correct thing.
Yes.
I thought we were playing and bantering. You said we were friends.
On our way to being friends, I think is how I phrased it.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. Brent?
All right, Pulp Fiction.
Uh-huh. He's the waiter in the...
Can't believe he changed the game and he's the last man standing. Doesn't seem fair.
It's pretty sneaky.
Yeah. I just would... Yeah, sure.
He went with his strengths.
It's sneaky. Yeah. It's the strength of Stu Buscemi.
Yeah, exactly.
But wait, are you still not doing John Lithgow anymore? Because
I'm on Buscemi, Big Daddy.
All right. Billy Madison.
He's in a lot of his movies, too.
Yeah.
I'll go with... Oh, there's somebody counting down behind me. That's funny. I really do want to end this game anyway, so I'm out.
Aww.
One more.
All right, Trees Lounge.
I love how you're acting like, oh, this is...
But hey,
of course.
Real quick, John Lithgow, though, he was the bad guy in that Christmas movie. Remember that one? It's not called A Christmas Story, but do you remember that one? You know the bad guy in the
Christmas... Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, the
he
movie.
He was the bad guy in Santa Claus, the movie.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's true.
Good point.
Yeah.
You can't win twice.
Yeah.
The only thing worthwhile in that movie.
It's real,
as a
real
fact.
Fun. Real fun playing with you, Brent.
Yeah, I hope you feel real good about yourself.
I mean, look. You know, John Lithgow. Like, come on. You know.
What is it? How about we play Trivial Pursuit? But I'm going to play Cards Against Humanity. And by the way, I've stolen all the pieces from Trivial Pursuit. And half the cards are snakes. Enjoy!
Have fun with your Jenga. I brought a paddle ball. Oh, good luck with your Jenga! All right, you guys. We're going to play the Leonard Maltin game. We're going to do it right.
All right.
Yes. Everybody's gonna. The playing field is now leveled. There's no cheating. We'll start with.
Can we play the Gene Siskel game instead?
We'll start with. If only Gene Siskel had an app.
I know.
That would have really.
So good.
That would have been perfect.
Does Malton know you only play his game because he has an app?
Think so. Yeah.
Would he take it personally?
Mm-mm.
Great.
I love how you banter with her.
She also probably doesn't know that Gene Siskel is dead.
What?
What? I know that.
Oh, you did?
Poor guy.
What a touching eulogy.
He was good at the thumbs.
Would you, may I reserve you for my death? When I go, will you stand over my ashes and say, poor,
sad.
Say, oh, shucks, and then kick them off the Empire State Building.
You're going to have your ceremony at the Empire State Building?
Yeah, I want to take someone out with me. I want to brain someone with my urn.
All right, we're going to start with Brent and then go to Pat, Milano, John.
All right, movies that Steve Buscemi was in. No, I'm just kidding, go.
And you get to pick the first category, Brent, between celebrating a birthday today, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who I think is amazing. Mm-hmm. Everybody else likes her, too. I'm not sticking my neck out on that one. It's her birthday today, so her films she's in.
Known for her many, many movies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's been in a handful. Mm-hmm. Our friend Bonnie McFarlane suggested the category Drew Barrymore or Less, which is, of course, movies that have Drew Barrymore or Kate Hudson.
And very funny.
@Pat_Dwyer suggested science, yeah! In honor of our friend T.J. Miller saying that in Big Hero 6. And that's science fiction movies that Leonard really liked, 3 stars or more. So these are Leonard's favorite science fiction films, or movies with Barrymore or Hudson, or Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Which one of those?
And wait, who's picking?
Brent is.
Mm. What?
Because he won that last game.
I didn't
game.
Win. I did
he won
not
the game
win.
That he rigged?
I did yes. not.
So now
I
he gets to pick.
Yeah. Well, I did not win. I did not win. I don't consider it.
That's fine.
Aren't you glad
you guys
flew
can
in?
Consider it.
The way most people play this game, getting to pick the category gives them very little advantage.
I just hope you come to my funeral.
He'll be the one
I'll tell you exactly
off.
Where to stand on the street.
let's do Drew Barrymore or Less.
All right, so Drew Barrymore or Kate Hudson is in this movie. You get to pick a year as well. Would you like 2008 or 2009?
All right, 2008.
Okay. 2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie that he says is sweet and likable. I can't find a negative thing in this review, and he only gave it 2.5 stars. Sweet and likable. And, yeah, good work by the cast. This is not a bad thing in here. No, he just gives it 2.5 stars. And he lists a lot of names. He lists 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 names.
Wow.
How many names can you get it in?
Four.
He says 4 names, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
6.
What? We have to take your initial.
Okay, whatever.
4.
Six, right. But 3 of them are Buscemi.
Think you can, think you can
change
do it
history
less?
And put Buscemi in this movie 3 times, and I'll play.
Think you can do it less, Pat, or do you want to challenge?
I'll challenge.
All right. Say those magic words, Brent Weinbach. Name that movie.
Okay.
Pat, say those words.
Pat, say the words.
Oh, Brent Weinbach, name that movie that's not a Steve Buscemi movie.
Yes, sir.
That's not for sure.
Oh.
That'd be so amazing if he actually named Steve Buscemi.
All right.
Steve Buscemi was in the...
Here's your 4 names.
I hope he does.
Nick Zano, Marguerite Moreau, Michael Urie, and Eddie Sotelo.
Oh, boy.
And he has a middle name and quotes... P-I-O-L-I-N, Piolin?
Oh, yeah, okay. That's
Eddie Piolin Sotelo.
That's the giveaway.
Is that the giveaway name?
Yep. It's over.
No. Any idea, Brent?
Miller's Crossing.
Okay. That is incorrect. Point goes to Pat. Woo! This movie is called Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Wow. Wow.
Was that an animated, like a, they had the chihuahuas and they animated their snouts to talk?
They kind of talk, yeah. They all have celebrity voices. That's why there's so many names listed.
All right. I couldn't have been more happy with how that went.
All right, so Pat has a point. We're going to start with John Hodgman and then move to Milana. John gets to pick a category. Would you like cocktail? And that's movies with drinks named after them at the bar at the Arclight Cinema here in Hollywood.
Well, I can't.
There are some fun movie drinks on the menu, and I put those movies in the game.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Or inherent,
I live in a different city.
Inherent lice. Well, it's nobody here has memorized the Arclight drink menu.
I highly doubt
it. Or even
that.
Looked at it. Yeah. Inherent lice, of course, is summer camp movies, and a reptile dysfunction is a movie where an alligator or a crocodile attacks someone.
Which, oh, that one.
Which, you like that one?
Yeah.
All right.
A
the
reptile
year.
Dysfunction.
Mm-hmm. The year is 1980. Mm-hmm. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie. This has got an alligator or a crocodile in it. He says it has a knowing screenplay. Mm-hmm. Knowing. Yeah. He also says the actress in the movie does a hilarious self-parody.
Okay.
And he also says you do not want to miss the graffiti in the final scene.
Okay.
And then he lists, it looks like he's got about 11 names here.
Mm-hmm.
12 names.
Okay.
11 names.
How many stars?
Let's call it 11 names.
How many stars for this movie?
And it's 3 stars.
Okay.
And if I get it, I get a point. If I...
If you get it, Brent gets a point.
Probably. Yeah. I mean to say, does it go to Milana next?
Yes.
Okay. So he's not a factor.
So she's the one that could challenge you. Yeah, he's far from a factor in this round.
He's in my head, obviously.
Yes.
That's the way to win right
he
there.
He could become a factor.
Yeah, he's building a den in my head right now.
You no longer like Steve Buscemi.
Well, since this could possibly... benefit. I'm surrounded by cheaters.
I was offered a leg up. I did not ask for help. It was just given. Oh, the Chad thing. Offer. I forgot.
I'm going to say zero names.
He says 0 names.
Okay, you fucking better name that movie, John.
Yeah, so let's hear it. What's it called?
My feeling is that it's Alligator.
Your feeling is correct. Yeah. Alligator.
That's good. And you know what? He did it fair and square.
That's been in here for months, and nobody picks it. And I'm like, how many movies have crocodiles and alligators in them?
I knew when you said the categories, like, he's going to do alligator. and then I was knowing screenplay, because it's a screenplay by John Sayles.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so you're knowing, that's for sure.
I'm sorry to give you a peek into how the mind of a fair player works.
Scary.
All right, John's on the board. Apologies to put your hands together, and we'll go back to Brent once again, and then to Pat. And Brent gets to pick between Tango and Cash, which of course is movies that have a dance contest in them. LOL Cool J, which is comedies with LL Cool J. And Minerva Dreaming suggested the Babadookie. It's a play on the horror film that's out now called The Babadook. Babadookie, that's horror movies that Leonard gave 2 stars or less. So it's horror movies that Leonard did not care for. And it's not a genre he loves to begin with. Or LL Cool J or Dance Contest. Which one would you like, Brent?
All right, let's do the horror movies.
All right. You get to pick a year again. Would you like 2006, 2010, or 2011?
That's an awful lot of choices for Brent.
It's all random.
Huh, that's very interesting.
Yes.
Well, none of them are from the 1980s, which is where I'm stuck. And so let's do 2011.
Okay. 2 stars from Leonard for this horror movie from 2011. He says there's little here to get bloody excited about because he likes to have fun with language.
What a night he must have had that night.
Yeah. He's like, is anybody surprised by this movie? And he lists a lot of names. There's 6, 9, 11, 14, 19 names. Yeah. And I can't.
That was
really,
John Hodgman
really
whistling,
out,
by the way, if you were listening at home.
I can't really pick out any other clues other than I'll just say that it's 111 minutes long.
Okay. 19 names.
You're taking 19?
Sure, yeah.
All right. Strong opening bid, Pat.
That was Milana Vintrib listening. If you're listening at home.
Well, I can
we're
name it 18.
He says 18 names.
Yeah, definitely.
Pat Francis says 18 names.
Pretty
Milana.
Sure.
How much did this guy say?
19.
Doesn't matter.
I would really like you to name that movie.
17 names?
He said 18.
I don't mean to yell at you.
You couldn't name the movie in 17 names?
It's a tactic. Oh.
But just so you know, also, he'll is, also win, too. He'll win if you let him try to beat it right now.
But if...
Right, because he's already got a point.
Right.
Take a moment.
But what if I get a point from this?
Then
what happens?
That would be great.
Yeah, that would be fun.
But it's just, well, I think what everybody's trying to say is that he's getting a lot of names.
Like I know that 18's a lot.
Hang on, everyone, just be quiet for a second, because I think she's receiving transmissions from Chad in her earwig.
Yeah, yeah.
Telling her what to do.
Chad says 17. 17, then?
Chad would know what to do.
Chad, what should I do? 17? Yeah, I'm going to do 17.
16.
Wait, you said 17? How many did you say, Pat? 18.
I said 18.
19,
I said
18, 18, 17,
16. Okay. And John says 16, Brent.
All right. I'm going to... Okay. Schnip. All right. All right. I want to keep the game going, but... I think you could do it, though. All right. So I'll just... What? For the sake of keeping the game, I'm trying to go...
What are you trying to keep going? We need to wrap it up,
all right,
buddy.
Fine. All right. Name it. Is that all right? What do you think? Should I ask him to name it? You guys are my...
No.
You guys
15
are my chat.
Names?
Yeah, what do you think?
What are you, dumb?
He's already named one without any names.
Yeah, you're right.
Why would you give him 15 names?
16, actually.
Just try to 16. Play this game like you're trying to win it. Like, play it strategically.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take the next step up, which is, what, you said 15?
I said 16.
16,
15.
He says
15. 14.
13. Yeah.
Name that movie.
Oh, he's going to, yeah.
Let's do it.
I think he can do it. All right.
All right.
Chad?
Sorry, Chad. It's over.
It's a horror movie.
I like that you said that without any help from Chad, too. It was just like totally...
Oh, no, he's in my head.
Oh, he is. Okay, he's in.
You have 13 names.
You've become Chad.
Okay, this is a horror movie in 1996.
No. 2011.
Great.
So... not too long ago. and you're... 13 names are Brittany Robertson, Shanae Grimes, Marley Shelton, Kristen Bell, Anna Paquin, Allison Brie, Adam Brody, Anthony Anderson, Marielle Jaffe, Eric Knudsen, Lucy Hale, Mary McDonnell, and Nico Tortorella. 13 out of 19. Those last six...
Chad.
Last six might be very helpful. Don't look to Chad. any idea?
Schindler's List. No, is it not?
Always a fun guess, but that's incorrect. I think Leonard gave Schindler's List a little bit more than 2 stars. I think he gave it 2.5 and called it sweet.
With great graffiti in it.
Yeah.
Knowing screen,
but that was a lot of names. Does anybody on the panel know it?
I have no idea.
No idea.
Paranormal Hostel.
Just what's a horror movie where it would have a big cast where there's pretty big names that are that low on the list?
I know what you did a couple summers ago.
Scream.
It's a Scream movie. It's part 4. Scream 4. Scream 4 is the answer. But John Hodgman is our winner.
Fair and square. I mean, yeah, for kids listening at home, the only two people that have points are the people that played at Fair and Square, John Hodgman.
And that's true. And that's actually, yeah. And you know what? And that's why I cheated, is because I wanted to show that lesson.
Okay.
I wanted to teach that lesson, actually.
Fair enough.
I was playing the role of the bad boy.
Fair enough.
And I cheated because I want to win. So that didn't work either.
But Chad's got a good shithead on the back that I'm going to read, right?
Yeah.
There you go. So that worked out okay. Do you have anything you'd like to plug? Are we going to see, is Lily going to be in a Super Bowl commercial?
I don't know.
You know.
No, I have no idea. When is the Super Bowl? Soon? I don't know.
Yeah, it's soon. So you didn't do one like with a football player?
No, I haven't made any of those.
Special for Super Bowl.
But I would like to plug my show that's coming out in April called Other Space on Yahoo.
Cool.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Come back again before then.
I have a question. Are you having a nice time having a national television ad commercial campaign?
My life's so good, dude. I work like 20 days a year.
Never forget this time in your life.
Is it? What's it like after? What happens after this?
You will fly across the country to do podcasts. That's what happens.
Pat Francis nailed it. you want me to talk into a thing? I'm on my way. No, I'll pay. Don't worry. I'm coming.
What do you got to plug, Judge John?
Everyone should listen to the Judge John Hodgman podcast, uh-huh. which you can listen to, download, subscribe, discuss, dispute, MaximumFun.org. I listen to real disputes from real people from all over the country and the world. We had callers from Colombia and Australia last week. It was amazing. And I know how their justice system works. So they call up with their fights, and I tell them who's right and who's wrong.
Wow. No matter what country they call in from?
Yeah, because I know immediately who's wrong. I know immediately who's right. And then it's just hearing them tell their dumb stories.
Yo, do you know if it was Jay or Adnan?
Yes.
Okay. Who was it?
I don't want to get into this, you guys.
Okay.
But listen to the podcast and you'll find out.
Maybe, what if I... listen to the thank you very much, Brent. You know what? All is forgiven, my friend. If you want to know who's really guilty in the Serial podcast, tune in to Judge John Hodgman. The next Thursday, whenever you're listening, tune in, because that's when I'm going to reveal it. And I hope you don't remember that I said that.
I'm going to check it out.
Thank you.
And I've never even listened to cereal. I mean, Rice Krispies on occasion.
They make noise. Yeah. They make three noises. Yeah. Snap, crackle.
You got any plugs, Brent?
Bob.
Yes. So I made this short film, and it's called I Don't Dance, and it's not just like an internet video short. It's 20 minutes, and so you have to kind of sit down and make some time to watch it, like you're going to watch, you know, like 20 internet videos. And and you can watch it for free on Vimeo.com, or you can search Google, just search Brent Weinbach, I Don't Dance. And my team and I put a lot of work into this project, and we're trying to get people to watch it and treat it like it's a comedy record or something. So, I Don't Dance. It's a short film. It's about dancing.
Vimeo.com.
There you go.
Vimeo.com. Check it out.
Pat Francis, what do you got going on, buddy?
I got my podcast, the Rock Solid Podcast, comedy music podcast. Episodes every Thursday. You can follow us on Twitter at Rock Solid Show.
Thanks for coming back.
Thank you, man.
For playing fairly. Thanks. Hey, had a good time.
Here
comes Brent again. Doesn't know how to follow the rules.
I know. One little thing real quick,
though. Has to add something else.
I Don't Dance. Steve Buscemi's in it.
Oh, okay.
No, he's not. He's not, but...
That'd be so weird if that's what all you want to do is get on the show and plug Steve Buscemi's in your thing.
Just check out SteveBuscemi.com
for all the games.
SteveBuscemi.com. Check him out. Check him out on AOL.
I actually do want to check out SteveBuscemi.com. What does that website look like? Last updated in 2001 by him.
You could download some JPEGs of him on his wrestling team in high school.
Doug Loves Movies comes back to Austin, Texas at the Cap City Comedy Club on Saturday, January 31st at 4:20. All my dates are at douglovesmovies.com. And this guy, my name is Justin. You didn't write a shithead on the back of your phone. Where is Justin? It's you?
Can you tell me a shithead that I can say?
Now they got to think about it. Okay,
I have some
they
suggestions.
Don't get one. No, that's a, okay. You'll say one.
Oh no, I don't want. I was just being
Steve Buscemi,
huh? Okay, yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. I'll go with Steve Buscemi. Thank you guys for being here. Let's hear it for all my guests, Milana and John and Brent and Pat. And as always, the OG Willem Dafoe is a shithead. And Tupac is a shithead. Yeah, that's a strange beef for a guy to have, especially with a Ghostbusters door thingy. And Steve Buscemi is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another cocky. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.